Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, December 27th. You'll be interested to know, 75 years ago, today in 1949, 4 years after nationalist revolutionary leader Sukarno declared Indonesia's independence, formal sovereignty over the country was transferred from the Dutch to the United States of Indonesia, marking a significant moment in Indonesia's struggle for self-determination and national identity. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect well overhead high west-northwest ground swell on Friday, with glassy conditions in the morning and semi-choppy conditions in the afternoon, as winds shift onshore at 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Saturday, expect double overhead high west-northwest ground swell, remaining glassy in the morning and becoming semi-glassy in the afternoon, with winds shifting onshore at 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Sunday, anticipate double overhead long period swell with similar glassy morning conditions, transitioning to semi-choppy in the afternoon as winds shift onshore at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 7 to 9 feet until 11. After that, it turns choppy, but might be fair for sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 5-foot high tide, when the west swell is 5 feet at 15 seconds and the onshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide Friday will be 5.5 foot at 6:15 a.m. with a 0-foot low tide at 1:45. The near shore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, there's patchy fog and feels like 53 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:50, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:50. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 10 a.m., giving way to partly sunny skies with a high around 64 and a light west breeze. Tonight, expect cloudy conditions with a low of 50 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies on Saturday with a high near 66 and light northwest winds. Patchy fog is likely at night with lows around 49. Sunday and Monday will bring partly sunny conditions with highs near 65 and patchy fog in the mornings. Nights will remain mostly cloudy with lows around 48. Tuesday stays partly sunny with a high near 66 and lows around 48 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, on Christmas Day, a fire that completely destroyed the former In Cahoots building in Mission Valley is now being investigated as having occurred under suspicious circumstances. This incident marks the second suspicious fire at the location in just 3 months, according to the city's arson team. The San Diego Fire Rescue Department reported the fire around 10 a.m. and confirmed it was fully contained later that day. Fortunately, no injuries were reported. The building has been vacant since its closure in 2019. Now on to sports. Last night on Thursday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks, at 9-7, edged past the Chicago Bears, who are 4-12, with a 6-3 win. Rick Woolen's crucial interception of Caleb Williams sealed the win, as Seattle's defense shined with 7 sacks. Jason Myers kicked 2 field goals, while Geno Smith threw for 160 yards. Chicago's troubles continue, facing their 10th consecutive loss. On Sunday Night Football, the Washington Commanders at 10-5 clash with the Atlanta Falcons, who are 8-7. This primetime battle features rookie quarterbacks Jaden Daniels and Michael Penix Jr., both eager to make their mark. Washington, favored by 4, eyes a playoff berth with a win. The over-under is set at 48. In local sports, tonight, the USC Trojans face Texas A&M in the Las Vegas Bowl at Allegiant Stadium. The Trojans, with a 6-6 record, aim to avoid a losing season. Quarterback Jaden Maiava, with 840 yards and 7 touchdowns, leads USC. A&M is favored by 3.5. Also tonight, the Los Angeles Kings face the Edmonton Oilers in the City of Angels. The Kings are 19-10-2 and looking to top the Oilers, who stand at 21-11-2. Tomorrow night, the Lakers host the Sacramento Kings at Crypto.com Arena. The Lakers, with a 17-14 record, aim to extend their 3-game winning streak. Anthony Davis, averaging 23.1 points, will be crucial if he plays, while De'Aaron Fox leads Sacramento with 26.2 points per game. Tomorrow afternoon, the Chargers, standing at 9-6, take on the struggling Patriots in Foxborough. With a potential playoff berth on the line, the Bolts aim to capitalize on New England's -9 turnover margin. Also, Justin Herbert is 308 yards away from breaking Peyton Manning's record of most passing yards in the first 5 years. In top news, TGI Fridays, once a staple of American dining, is facing a turbulent chapter as it vacates its Dallas headquarters and struggles with unpaid bills. This fall, the chain's chief financial officer, operations chief, general counsel, and head of procurement all resigned, citing personal liability concerns. Bankruptcy court documents reveal the company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in November. Despite the challenges, former chief executive Ray Blanchett, who began as a restaurant manager in Philadelphia, is determined to revive the brand. He submitted a bid to acquire bankrupt locations and emphasizes that selling experiences, not groceries, is crucial for success. In business news, MicroStrategy, a business software firm, transformed into the world's first Bitcoin treasury company and has witnessed its share price soar by 450% in the past year, resulting in a market capitalization of $80.9 billion. The company's success is driven by Bitcoin's rapid rise, as it holds approximately 2% of all Bitcoin, valued at around $40 billion. Founded in 1989, MicroStrategy has shifted focus under founder and chairman Michael Saylor, who began purchasing Bitcoin with company reserves in August 2020. However, concerns remain about the sustainability of its stock price in a volatile cryptocurrency market. Speaking of crypto, Bitcoin is just over 96,000. Ethereum is just under 3,400. And Goetzius Maximus is down to 45 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates, for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists are eagerly awaiting a signal from NASA's Parker Solar Probe after its historic close encounter with the sun. On Christmas Eve, the car-sized spacecraft came within 3.8 million miles of the sun's surface, marking humanity's closest approach ever. This daring journey has made Parker the fastest human-made object, reaching a staggering speed of 430,000 miles per hour. Scientists will learn if Parker survived this intense heat and radiation when it sends its first signal back to Earth today. The mission aims to unravel mysteries about the sun and predict solar storms that can impact technology on Earth. And in entertainment news, James Bond, the iconic character who has survived countless perils, now finds himself in a dire situation. Nearly 3 years after Amazon's acquisition of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio for $6.5 billion, tensions have escalated between the Broccoli family, who control Bond's legacy, and the e-commerce giant. Barbara Broccoli, who has overseen the franchise for decades, has expressed distrust in Amazon's algorithm-centric approach, stating, "These people are idiots." With no script or story in sight, the future of Bond remains uncertain, reflecting a clash between traditional Hollywood storytelling and modern data-driven strategies. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the 35th President of the United States, John F. Kennedy. And he said, "As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.